I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
You're up early?
It's early.
You know what they say.
Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning.
No, not that.
Okay, what?
You know.
Early bird gets the worm.
That's gross.
I'm not eating it.
No, it's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
I don't care what it is.
Whoa, what is going on with you, bud? You're so moody these days.
I'm just trying to get
through the day.
Perhaps we can try a little harder.
Why?
Because it's showtime!
Rah, rah. Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, wild yell by romance.
Lady Gaga's 37 today.
Have you seen the pictures of her as Harley Quinn?
No, I have not.
Yep.
They're pretty good.
Well, it's very, you know, like while the other movies were like really kind of over the top, this is sort of not as much.
Oh, really? Dialed back. Interesting.
Yes. Just a few like lines on her eyes, uh-huh. Like a clown, sort of.
Okay.
And then, of course, wearing sort of that Harlequin, like a shirt that's red and black.
I'll have to go look that up today.
But just, she looks like...
That interests me very much. That interests me very much. I was reading, I thought this was pretty interesting. I was reading about her this morning. You know, she had been signed to, I think it was Interscope Records. And she was writing. She was writing for like New Kids and Britney Spears and Akon.
Uh-huh.
And when she was writing for Akon, she actually demoed one of the hooks of the songs.
Right.
And he's like, why aren't you singing these songs? You need to quit writing them for other people. So he went to Jimmy Iovine and said, hey, can I have her for my label? And she can be like, she can write for you, but she can record for me.
Uh-huh.
And that was kind of the beginnings
of
her.
The way that they started it.
Yeah, how she started singing on the tracks and not just writing songs.
Wow.
Yep. It is Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing just fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Living large in mansions and Benzes.
Giving ends to my friends, and I'm feeling stupendous.
Yeah, federal agents mad. They tapped my cell and the phone in the basement.
That's all I got. I end here.
All right, then.
Good to see you, Kennedy.
Thank you.
You all recovered from your birthday weekend?
In there, yeah. Feel better than it did yesterday, yes.
Financially, definitely. It might take 24 months.
Oof, let me tell you what, buddy. Woo!
Financially, you might never recover.
It's all right.
Now you know what it's like to have a kid get married.
You just skipped all the annoying steps and just spent all the money out of
pocket. Right, yeah. Full year of college, something like that. It's cool. Everything's fine.
It's fine. Producer Dan?
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, well, it's good to see you.
Good to be seen, to quote Kennedy.
It's a good quote.
Yeah, I don't have anything else, so I'm just going to use hers.
It's all right, man.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the show this morning. We're going to put on a spectacular event. There is a lot happening. Buckle up.
Don't oversell it.
Buckle up, buckaroos.
We're going to be on till 10.
We've got the Red Sox kicking off with the home opener tomorrow, and we're going to have Elliot from Jordan's Furniture here.
Thursday.
Isn't that tomorrow?
No, it's
Tuesday.
Oh, my apologies. I was thinking today was Wednesday.
Tuesday sucked.
Thursday. That's right. The kickoff with the home opener. But Elliot from Jordan's Furniture, you know, Jordan's always does the big thing where they somehow tie to something the Red Sox may accomplish over the course of the season to give away some free furniture.
Yes.
In 2007, they offered up free furniture to everybody if the Red Sox won the World Series.
They've done all kinds of things.
They won the World Series.
Yes.
So he's got a new announcement, and he will be joining us on the show coming up at 6:15. We continue on with the beard bet. The battle rounds are happening. It's not looking good right now for me.
It really isn't. Like, if you're a pro Carson or a pro wanting to see Dan without a beard person,
mm-hmm. you need to do some
you
work.
You need to step up.
Yeah, I need your votes.
Yeah.
I'm not above hanging chads, cheating.
Or just vote for me and end it.
So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, we got to find a barber on the show this morning.
We do. Me, somebody to do the business.
Yeah. Because Dan's beard is thick. We're going to need somebody with extra sharp razors. And also, we'll give away another some more tickets for Bluey's Big Play, which is coming April 8th to the Box Center Wang Theater. And, of course, we have Taylor Swift tickets. We will do that at 9:05 when we call out a name with the Taylor Swift 2 a day. We will get into all the good news with the Good Vibe Tribe coming up here in about 9 minutes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you know someone or some story that should be featured in the Good Vibe Tribe, you can drop us a text here in the studio at 617-931-1234. Make sure you're paying attention tonight, Kennedy.
Yeah.
The Nashville Predators are in town against the Boston Bruins. And, of course, we all know that the Bruins this season have been a wagon all year long.
Mm-hmm. Historic, really.
Yeah, they have destroyed everything that has been put in front of them. And tonight they have a chance to set the record for the most wins by a team in a season ever. All time. So they will be the all-time winningest team
That's
in the
so
NHL. Yeah, so they play Nashville tonight. Then they've got the Blue Jackets, Penguins, and Blues, and also Maple Leafs coming up. With nine games left on the schedule, the Bruins need 13 points in order to tie the record of 132 and 14 points in order to beat it. And as far as the wins, with nine games left in the schedule, the Bruins need five more wins to tie a single-season win of 62 set by the 1995-96 Red Wings. And also, their new coach is going to set a record, too, for a first-year coach and all the wins that he's had.
Yeah, it's not too bad for your first year on the job.
It's good, been, for you.
It's been
good,
pretty
for
good
you,
for
you, fellas.
Him.
It's not too late to jump on the bandwagon. We're going to have a parade this year.
Some guy on Twitter says, ChatGPT saved his dog's life. She was anemic, and a vet diagnosed her with a tick-borne illness, but the treatment didn't help, and their advice was, well, let's just wait and see what happens. So instead of doing that, he took the dog's blood test results, typed it into ChatGPT, which said it might be something called IMAH, went to a different vet, they ran more tests, and it confirmed what ChatGPT said. The dog got the treatment and is on their way to a full recovery.
The only problem with that is that you could also put it in there and it could go, the dog needs ice cream.
A guy in Oregon pulled an elderly woman from a burning house last month. They reunited this past Wednesday so she could thank him for saving her life. And earlier this month, a woman in Australia got bit multiple times by a blue-ringed octopus. You ever heard about the blue-ringed octopus, Kennedy?
I have not, Carson.
It's considered the most venomous animal on the planet.
Really?
Yes. They are beautiful, too. They look like, oh, I want to hold
and
that.
And wicked smart.
Yes, octopus, octopi are very smart.
I didn't even know octopus could be venomous.
Mm-hmm. So
everything in Australia wants to kill you.
There's no known anti-venom, so most people die, but somehow this woman who was bit multiple times by this blue-ringed octopus survived, and doctors aren't really sure why, but she had a little stomach pain, and that's about it. A 91-year-old guy from Colorado just became the oldest person to hike across the Grand Canyon. He started on the north rim, went down the canyon, then hiked back up.
Wow.
And finished at the south rim. It was 24 miles, and it took him 5 days
wow.
to do it.
Wow.
I just looked them up. Blue ring octopuses are adorable. That's little death machines.
I know. Aren't they really?
They're so cool.
And finally, a girl in Alaska is a genius for this one. So here's the bottom line. For the last 3 years, Kayla Malkoff, a 17-year-old Girl Scout from Anchorage, has been working on renovating a 1970s travel trailer, turning it into a drive-through cookie kiosk. It's called The Cookie Booth. It is open for business, and Kayla has been working at the stand every weekend this month, often with her mom and siblings, hoping to reach her goal of selling 5,000 boxes of cookies. She is well on her way to that goal, and she said customers really appreciate the convenience of the drive-through to get your Girl Scout cookies.
Love it.
They're evolving.
And I just got to say that the 5,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies that we have sitting in our office right now are tempting me every day. And we got
to
figure out
somebody already broke into them. I had to retape them.
Really?
Yeah.
It was not me.
No. Somebody took two boxes.
I thought about
that, that doesn't belong to them.
No kidding.
That's jacked up.
Well, you leave food and radio station, get what you get.
But we need to get like a trail cam and catch these people.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
All righty. So spring training is wrapping up because, you know, opening day is coming up here in a couple of days. And the Dodgers were playing the Kansas City Royals. And somebody knocked a home run like over the fence into like this sort of grassy area where people can sit. And there was a puppy there. And the doggy caught the home run ball.
Did the dog catch that? Yeah, look at that. How about that? The dog, K9, got the home run ball.
It was a loose ball. People were scrambling for it. And then when the camera came up, there's the dog with the ball in his mouth going, yep.
Well, you should have announced it because you had way more passion than that guy.
I was going to say, I was a little disappointed by that announcement. I'd had some fun with
that. A puppy catches a home run ball. You have no inflection?
I'm just saying.
I just love baseball guys. You never know because they could be just so bored and they're like, well, a dog got the ball. And other times they lose their mind.
If he was talking about the 1975 Cincinnati Reds, he would have been inconsolable.
Did the dog catch that? Yeah, look at that. How about that? The dog, K9, got the home run ball.
Was he trying to make a pun there? Because
no, the dog was wearing a shirt that said like, Dodgers K9 or something like that.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, it was a baseball pun. Okay. Yep.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Red Sox home opener is on Thursday, and that means you know that Jordan's is going to be doing something big to try and give away some free furniture. I love the blueberry muffins at Jordan's.
For real, though.
Oh, my gosh. The Fuddruckers of it all at Jordan's.
Yep.
The ice cream at Jordan's.
They got the Richardson's ice cream in
there. Yes, yes.
The ropes course. I've done it all.
Every time we drive by there, it's like, when are we going back? When are we going back? So we have Elliot from Jordan's Furniture on to break the news as to what they're going to be doing this year. Of course, everybody remembers back in 2007 when they gave away millions of dollars of free furniture because the deal was if you bought furniture before a certain date, and the Red Sox won the World Series, you would win all that free furniture, and that's exactly what happened. So, Elliot, good morning. What exactly do you have going on this year with the Red Sox?
When it comes down to this Red Sox season, there's always something coming out of Jordan. Since 2004, when everybody won free furniture and they run the World Series, we've been doing different promotions. This year, we came up with the best one. This is a topper. Come into our store right now, buy one piece of an entire house of furniture. It doesn't matter. Outdoor furniture now, a mattress, doesn't matter. You get 60 months to pay for it with no interest, and there's no minimum. You don't have to buy $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to get 60 months. You get 60 months, even $500. And here's the kicker. After July 31st, any Red Sox player hits for the cycle during the regular season, home games or away, doesn't matter, all of the furniture you buy now will be free, but you got to buy now. You get a check back for everything that you buy. And last year, now you might say, well, you know, if you don't know what a cycle is one player in one game hits a single, a double, a triple, and a home run.
Thank you, Elliot. Didn't know.
Okay. You know, I knew there was one person out there.
It's me.
Okay.
Sports.
No, it's very common. A lot of people don't know what it is. Last year, there were five cycles hit in Major League Baseball in one season. Five of them. In the last 5 years, there were 20 cycles hit. This is the most expensive. We buy insurance for this. This is the most expensive promotion we've ever run because you still get 60 months, and the odds of this happening are so high, the insurance was a little bit higher.
I was surprised when I saw it, Elliot. I was like, this is actually feels like a losing bet for you. I know Mookie Betts had one when he played for the Red Sox. There have been a couple of them over the past maybe 5-10 years for the Red Sox specifically.
You're going to see me all over TV. I went down to spring training with Rafael Devers, and I filmed a whole bunch of spots with him. We had a great time. And he talks about how he thinks he can do it. Mm-hmm. And if anybody could do it, you know, but don't forget the hottest thing in the cycle is hitting a triple. He's a lefty, and hitting into that corner on right field, giving him the time to get that triple is the key to the whole thing. And did you know that Fenway Park has had as many cycles hit than any other park in the whole league?
No, that
I am feeling good about this new couch I am about to purchase. Let me tell you right here, right now.
That's right. You know, and you can also get the chair and the tables and everything. No limit. You can buy whatever you want.
Okay, so we have Elliot from Jordan's Furniture. He has just made the announcement that if the Red Sox hit for a cycle after July 31st, everything that you've purchased will be absolutely free. Also, with the big change in baseball this year, if you don't know, they've implemented a pitch clock and a hitter's clock. Mm-hmm. Yep, and what they're saying is this is better for the hitters.
It's an advantage for the hitters, yes.
It's an advantage for the hitters because it's forcing the pitchers not to take so much time. And during spring training, batters were getting more hits.
So it's an advantage for that couch.
They get the feel of the speed of the ball because the ball's coming more often.
Yep.
It gives the hitter a big advantage. So it's made a difference. So look at what happened in spring training with the Red Sox.
Yep.
I mean, you know, they were the first in the league down in spring training. They were like 10-0.
Yep.
It was amazing.
Yeah, they had a great
run
in spring
training. What's really interesting? Everybody says, okay, so what's the chance? Well, first of all, the chances are very high that this could happen. And if it does happen, they don't even have to win the game. In other words, they could lose the game and you could still get free furniture because it's all about one player in one game. It's not about the season. It's not about how well the Red Sox do, which we hope they do well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about one player in one game.
When Mookie had his, they lost. When Mookie Betts had his last one here, they actually lost that game.
Yeah. See, so it's true. Could you imagine, you know, they lose the game and you just won $20,000 worth of furniture and you're out. Today, the biggest thing everybody's talking about is sports betting, online betting.
Right, of course.
When you place a bet for $100 and it doesn't happen, you are out $100. When you come into buy furniture, you're spending, you're getting a good deal on the furniture, you're getting 60 months to pay for it with no interest, and then you get this chance that you can get it all free. You're not paying to play. This isn't gambling. This is just a fun way that you could get a whole house full of furniture or one piece.
We did this 60-month deal for the house on the Cape because we bought the house and we're like, oh my God,
like seven times.
We didn't put furniture in it. We're like, what the hell are we going to do? And my mother-in-law was like, go to Jordan's, you ding dong. They have 60 months no interest. I was like, aha.
Ta-da!
So it was good to talk
to you
again.
Elliot.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of Shaw's and Star Market. So yesterday I told you that Harry Styles and Emily Ratajkowski were making out in Tokyo. Well, today I'm telling you that Emily is begging for forgiveness from Olivia Wilde.
What?
Over the weekend, of course, those pictures were out there. It didn't look like they cared who saw them making out. And, you know, just weeks before, Emily and Olivia were photographed hanging out together at the Vanity Fair Oscars party. A couple of weeks before that, they were at Fashion Week together.
They're good friends.
Allegedly.
They've said it.
And insiders say this is a betrayal.
Hmm.
Dun, dun.
That is some Vanderpump Rules stuff going on right there. Right
so now. Is it a situation where they just, you know, they were out, a couple of glasses of wine, they got a little touchy-feely, a little kissy, and that's all it was?
I have no idea. Harry didn't call me and explain.
Well, I'm depending on you as I would like all for my him Harry to, Styles.
He didn't.
Emily Ratajkowski knew his Kennedy.
I mean, again, I don't know if they're really friends or they just happen to be in the same place at the same time a lot. Mm-hmm. Emily did stick up for Olivia during the whole Don't Worry, Darling stuff. She came out on her side. But
that's a side to pick.
I don't know. So it was in the early days when we all believed Olivia. So anyway, that's happening. Or it's not happening. It depends on who.
It's happening. She's the traitor.
Over the weekend, Orlando Bloom surprised everyone by traveling to Ukraine as a goodwill ambassador for UNICEF. He spent 3 days touring the country, including the war-torn areas under siege by the Russian military. Here is what he had to say.
To see the children, to see in their eyes, it's palpable, the anxiety, and yet the strength of the Ukrainian people is something that is really awe-inspiring in truth.
Orlando Bloom gave Zelensky a couple of gifts to include a message from his mother saying your defeat would be the defeat of hope, hence you must win. Moms.
You tell Legolas, get out there and start fighting the Russians.
Right? And Carson, I've got a royal update for you, sort of.
What?
Prince Harry has returned to Britain, but not for a family reunion. So there's a big, huge trial about to happen, a star-studded trial claiming the press group that owns Daily Mail, amongst with other things, violated the privacy of celebrities. The violation include putting wiretaps and listening devices inside the homes and cars of people, recording phone conversations, and impersonating medical personnel to get health records. Elton John, his husband David Furnish, Elizabeth Hurley, Sadie Frost, and Baroness Doreen Lawrence are suing Associated Newspapers alongside Prince Harry. They were not expecting him to show up for this particular court case, but he showed up yesterday, and it was a real surprise to a lot of people. So, Harry has a third lawsuit against the corporation for libel, and this off the win that they just had a few months back. So it's
messy. Unusual to get a win against the tabloid press because they just allow them to do so. It's different than it is here.
It's wild so over different. There.
So yeah. It'd be hopeful to see that they'll set some precedent and so that people can't do things that could hurt people. Well, and that is what I've got, Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by good friends at Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com. Where you pay nothing unless they win.
Nothing!
Everybody say good morning to April from Leominster.
Hi, April.
Good morning, April.
Hello? Uh-oh. April? We've lost April.
A lot of dead zones in Leominster.
Yep. Let's just go for the Wild Wild West, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Lost them too. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Maybe my phone line's not working. Could that be it? That seems to be working. Let's see. Yeah, phone lines are working. Hello, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is April. I was disconnected. I was
there. She is.
Hey,
welcome back, April. Hey. You made it. I thought it was me. I was having some technical issues here. Hot dog fingers or something, but it was your phone, not me. All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Sure. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
So we've got 5 pop culture trivia questions, April. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The Super Mario movie, Super Mario Brothers movie, hits theaters next Friday. Who is Mario always saving from Bowser's castle?
Princess Peach.
Rachel McAdams said she's open to having a cameo in the Mean Girls musical if Tina Fey asks. Who did Rachel play in the movie?
Who did Rachel play in what movie? In Mean Girls?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Veronica. I don't even know if that's a character.
It's not, but good guess.
Okay.
Cheryl James, a.k.a. Salt of Salt and Peppa, turning 57 today, finished the lyric to their hit song, Shoop.
You're packed in your stack, especially in the back. Brother, I want to thank your mother for a book like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an Uzi or a shotgun. Bang! What's up with that thing?
Finish the lyric?
I have no idea.
Question number four.
I got it. I got the rhythm in my head, but not the answer.
Okay. A fan asked Nick Cage what his favorite Keanu Reeves movie was. Nick said it's difficult and he has mixed emotions about Keanu because he kicked his butt at billiards one night. Keanu has a movie that just won the weekend box office. Can you name that film?
John Wick.
Which one?
Three?
Do I need to have
the... Yes.
Yeah.
They're all the same name. You need to have the number.
Question number...
Sorry, yeah.
Question number five. Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons showed off his dance moves while on a cruise, and the video is on TMZ. Which of these Imagine Dragons songs is their highest charting song of all time? Is it Radioactive, Believer, or Thunder?
Radioactive.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to this morning?
I'm on my way to work.
Nice. You work at the Air Force Base?
Yeah, I do.
What do you do there?
I do.
Fly planes?
I work in logistics.
Oh,
yes. I do that in my spare time.
April got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, April.
Don't be sad, April. You almost weren't going to play, but you called back, so 2's better than 1.
Question number one, Kennedy. These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yep.
The Super Mario Brothers movie hits theaters next Friday. Who is Mario always saving from Bowser's castle?
Princess Peach.
You think Mario ever gets suspicious? Like, that's the second time I've had to rescue you from Bowser's house this week. Something's going on.
Rachel McAdams said she'd be open to having a cameo in Mean Girls, the musical, if Tina Fey asks, who did Rachel play in the movie?
Oh, crap. Her hair's real sick. Oh, my God. Regina George. Oh.
2 to 1. Cheryl James, a.k.a. Salt of Salt and Peppa, turning 57 today. Finish the lyric, Kennedy.
You're packed in your stack, especially in the back. Brother, I want to thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an Uzi or a shotgun. Bang! What's up with that thing?
I'm not going to say that.
Why not, Kennedy?
I'm not going
to. Don't you want the point?
Nope. I don't want it that bad.
I want to know, how does it hang?
I knew what it was. I'm not going to say it. Go on.
He's talking about his curtains, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 1, question number four. A fan asked Nicolas Cage what his favorite Keanu Reeves movie was, and Nick said it's difficult, and he has mixed emotions about Keanu because he kicked his butt in billiards one night. Keanu has a movie out right now, just won the weekend box office, named the movie.
John Wick 4.
John Wick 4, yes, chapter 4.
Really? Yeah. I've missed one.
3 to 1, question number 5. Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons just showed off his dance moves while on a cruise. Which of these Imagine Dragons songs is their biggest charting song of all time? Radioactive, Believer, or Thunder?
Thunder.
It's actually Radioactive.
Wow, that's surprising.
Final score, 3 to 2. Kennedy gets the win.
Tough.
Good job,
Kennedy.
You too, April. You too.
Could have been 4 to 2.
It's all right.
You're not leaving empty-handed, though. Congratulations. You have 4 tickets to see Bluey's big play April 8th coming to the Box Center Wang Theater for 5 shows. If you want to buy tickets, boxcenter.org. But you're going with the family for free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is April from Lemonster, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It would appear I'm in a little bit of a pickle here with the beard bet.
A little bit. Yes.
We are down to the unshorn 8, so I took songs from the 90s. Dan has songs from the 2000s, and then the loser, when we get to the furry final, will have to shave all of their facial hair off, and I only had 2 of the 8 songs make it. And so if Tub Thumping and Baby Got Back loses round, I'm going to be out before we even get to the finals, which is most people in their brackets this year.
Well, it's just I have a majestic face mane that the people do not want to see me stripped of, and they have spoken.
So the races are really, really close right now, like like super duper duper close. So as I've said before, if you are a Team Carson person or just a team I'd love to see Dan without a beard person, now is the time for you to stand up and be counted. Tell your friends, tell your other friends' friends.
That doesn't feel like I'm biased commissionering, I'm just saying.
Hey, you leave Commissioner Kennedy alone there, sir.
You know what, Dan, it's not. I don't want to run away. So in any event.
Carson and Kennedy's Beard Battle Rounds.
All right, so in these two rounds, we have NSYNC, which is Dan's pick from the 2000s. No
lie. Everybody knows it. I want to see you out
that door, baby, bye, bye, bye. As an NSYNC stan myself, I was surprised they beat the Backstreet Boys. I'm surprised as well as they're doing.
It's the song of a generation.
And this song is battling my pick from the 90s. I'm tired of magazines. Send flat butts on the thing.
Oh!
She got a pack much back. So,
fellas, fellas,
if you want to make your vote now, you can online at mix1041.com, or if you want to call in this morning and help out too.
Yes.
That's what I need, is maybe just some people calling in and helping sway the vote my way.
Is that a tight race in that bracket?
Both of them. But the ones that are you against Carson versus Dan are remarkably couple of votes.
In the other brackets, it's Dan with Into Club versus Yes and versus Yeah from Usher. I think Usher song is going to be tough to beat in the overall competition.
They're both bangers. They're both bangers.
And then Hey Ya versus Party in the USA. I think Miley Cyrus might pull that one out. How are they doing against? How's Miley doing against Outkast there, Kennedy?
That one is pretty decisive.
It is.
There is a lot of Miley stands out there. That is for sure.
All right. And then the last bracket for our Unshorn 8. This is my pick from the 90s. One of Dan's all-time favorite songs. It's pretty much the only reason I picked it. I was like, well, Dan likes it. He's got good taste. And it is Chumbawamba Tump Thumping battling the Black Eyed Peas. From the 617, my God, that is quite the battle. From the 508, it says voting is closed. What? Producer Danny trying to cheat over there.
Stop the count.
People are still voting for me, and now they're not allowed to vote.
That is wild.
Commissioner Kennedy, I would like to file a formal complaint.
I mean, to be fair, they didn't say they were voting for you. They just said voting is closed. But
I'm going to assume, Dan.
I voted for myself yesterday, so I don't know how it's closed.
Well, we're going to count phone call votes right now. So if you want to call in, it's 617-931-1234. Who you got? Baby Got Back or Bye Bye Bye? And then in the other bracket there, Tub Thumping or I Got a Feeling.
Let me keep my beard.
Again, 617-931-1234. Call now to vote, and the loser shaves their beard.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy's Beard Battle Rounds.
What is happening right now? Commissioner Kennedy, will you get on the case, please, and see what's going on with Producer Dan and his cheating ways?
There's no cheating ways. The website just took a hit.
And how do we end up with an NSYNC song, Bye Bye Bye, that's in the bracket scheduled right in the middle of the voting?
You're going to have to ask Mike Mulaney about that, because I don't schedule music.
Because he has good taste and he wants people to listen to the station.
Baby Got Back better be coming up next, is all I'm saying.
To make it fair and equal. With all of your tears. You're going to need a floaty if you don't stop complaining.
Okay, so the loser has to shave their beard. We have, let's see, who do I have here? Jesse, hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. All right. Who you got in this battle?
I'm picking Tub Thumping over any Black Eyed Peas song.
Okay.
Why do you hate me, Jesse? I've had this beard for 12 years. What are you trying to do to me?
It's time to try something new, Dan, like clean face.
Nobody wants to see this chin, Carson.
What about the other one, Baby Got Back versus Bye Bye Bye?
That's a tough one. I like both songs. Gonna have to go with Baby Got Back, though.
Look at that, Dan. That's two votes for Carson. Are you keeping track over there? Since the website's not working, write those down,
please. Want me to get a little tally on the wall?
Please, that'd be great. Thank you, Jesse. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a good one, guys.
All right, you too. Linda from Taunton.
Linda.
Hello. Good morning.
Who are we voting for this morning, Linda?
Carson all the way.
So what is going on?
It is my time to shine, Dan.
The tides are turning right in front of my eyes. What is this? You got the big momentum shift.
I think we need to see Dan without a beard.
So you don't even care about the songs. You just want to see my face.
Oh, no. The songs that you picked are better. Definitely better.
But you're voting for Carson just to see me shave.
Dan, that's sort of what's happening here.
Yes, there's Team Carson
and Team Want to See You Without a Beard, and that's it.
So are you really winning, or are they just voting because they want to see my handsome face?
That's winning.
Looks like there's a big L on that beard right now, Dan. All right, thank you, Linda.
I don't want to shave.
Have a great one.
All right, you too. Hey, Sandra.
Hi.
Who are you voting for this morning?
I'm voting for Dan.
Hey, there it is.
Well, are we sure? Which songs are you voting for?
So I'm voting for Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah.
And then the Black Eyed Peas.
Finally, a woman of culture and taste calls in. Jeez. Enough of these heathens.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra.
All right. You guys rock.
Your
love
fruit
you guys.
Basket is in the mail.
I'm not sure if we can take her serious. She's from Lowell.
That Lowell, the great state of Lowell, God's country?
Lowell.
The great state of Lowell? I don't know. I'm just winging it out here, man.
Dan's falling apart over there. All right. Have a great day. Bye, Sandra.
Why did I call Lowell a state?
Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. How are we doing over there, Kennedy? Are we having the voting working yet?
I need about 3 minutes, and okay. We will be back up and running with whatever gerbil is running on the wheel.
Come on, Commissioner Kennedy, will you please get this done? People are trying to vote for me. I feel like I can hear votes just fading away right now. From the 978, I can be bribed. I will vote for Dan if he lets me take them out on a date.
Wow.
You see what's happening here, Kennedy?
Yeah, I'm not putting human beings as part of this bit, but no.
I'm for sale.
No, you do you, Dan. Whatever brings you joy, buddy.
I need this dub, but
okay.
But so, that sounds like something you could work out together. It has nothing to do with the commissioner. So thank you.
It is. So we're now down to the unshorn eight. We have Tub Thumping versus I Got a Feeling, and then In the Club versus Yeah, Baby Got Back versus Bye Bye Bye, and Hey Ya versus Party in the USA. Unfortunately, only two of those eight songs are mine. The other six are Dan. We will narrow those down to the fuzzy four, and you will be able to vote online at some point here within the next 10 to 12 years, we hope.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Is it Linda from Wilmington? Everybody say good morning.
Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Good morning.
Is that right? Is it
Hello?
Linda?
Yes.
Okay. We had a Linda yesterday. I thought I was maybe reading old notes or something.
There's more than one out there, apparently. Who knew?
No, I heard her. Plenty of us.
There's more than one Linda. I cannot believe it.
I guess so.
Shocking. Linda, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you the cash. Of course, if you tie, that is a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 4,943 wins, only 371 losses, and she's over in that soundproof studio. Linda, are you ready?
I think so.
31 years ago today, in 1992, White Men Can't Jump was released, starring Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. And they've shot a remake that is set to release in May of this year. Which popular rapper is playing Woody Harrelson's character in the remake?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Question number two. Dua Lipa posted a bunch of pics on vacation and said she's living on island time. Name Dua Lipa's first big hit from back in 2017 that had these lyrics. One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You'll have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're going to wake up in his bed in the morning. Name that song.
I can hear it. I just can't.
Can
think
you?
Of the title.
Can you hear it after that rendition?
I can actually. Yes, I can hear it.
All right, question number three.
So my children are distracting me. Oh.
That's it. It's the kids that are weighing you down.
They are.
Chanel West Coast. Chanel West Coast is leaving MTV's Ridiculousness after 30 seasons. Who hosts Ridiculousness? Exactly.
You might need your kids for that one.
Yeah, well, no, they're too young for that.
All right, question number four. Lady Gaga turning 37 today. Which Gaga song starts off like this?
Ra, ra, ah, 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 ra, ma, ra, ma, ma, Gaga, ooh, la, la.
That's Bad Romance.
Question number five. Darius Rucker says he loves playing golf with his buddy Tiger Woods, even though he's obviously never beat him. Tiger talks trash the whole time he's winning. In golf, what is it called when you score one shot under par for the hole?
I don't play golf. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Linda Leeson.
Mm. Oh my gosh, will you stop distracting me? Go.
Who's in the background, Linda?
That's my youngest, who I think is trying to sabotage me. Mm. You are young. Sorry. I'm just sick. I'm sorry.
My life choices feel real good right about now.
I'm not young,
kids.
I'm just six.
Oh my God.
That is hysterical. Kennedy, welcome back. You're in the middle of it.
There's a lot going on here.
Linda got one out of five.
Sooch. Wow.
These are tough. Question number one, Kennedy. 31 years ago today in 1992, White Men Can't Jump was released starring Wesley Snipes, and there is a reboot coming later this year. Which popular rapper is playing Woody Harrelson's character in the remake?
Jack Harlow.
It is Jack Harlow.
Oh.
Zero. What's popping?
Dua Lipa posted a bunch of pics on vacation and said she's living on island time. Can you name this song? Take a listen to the lyrics, Kennedy. One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You'll have to kick him out again. And three, don't be his friend. You know you're going to wake up in his bed in the morning.
New rules.
2-0. Chanel West Coast is leaving MTV's Ridiculousness after 30 seasons. Who hosts that show?
Rob Dyrdek.
3-0. Question number four. Lady Gaga turning 37 today. Which Gaga song is this?
Ra, ra, ah, 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 ra, ma, ra, ma, ma, Gaga, ooh, la, la.
Want your bad romance.
4-1, question number five. Darius Rucker says he loves playing golf with his buddy Tiger Woods, even though he's obviously never beat him. And Tiger talks trash the whole time. He's winning. In golf, what is it called when you score one shot under par for the hole?
A birdie.
It is called a birdie. Nice work.
Oh, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I thought that was tennis.
Tennis? No, it's not. Well, Linda, I'm sorry you don't get the cash this morning. You lose it 5-1. We do really appreciate you calling in and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Linda from Wilmington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Everybody's bracket is busted, so we're doing the beard bet this year to make it more interesting. I had songs from the 90s. Producer Dan had songs from the 2000s. We are now down to the
Unshorn 8.
Unshorn 8. I only have two left. My bracket's almost busted.
People were calling out your song choices.
I know. I guess they were not as good as I thought they were. And so the loser will have to have their beard shaved live on the air. It has been a very long time since I've had no facial hair, and even longer for Producer Dan, probably 15 years.
Probably sophomore year of high school.
So we've determined that we probably need a professional commissioner.
I think that would be best. I don't want anyone to damage their pretty face, and I also would love to have a nice, you know, a clean shave so that we can really get that look of what you look like as a baby.
I would like to do the first buzz of his face with the clippers, but I would leave the straight razor stuff to somebody with not shaky hands.
I would love a straight razor shave. If you do the hot towel, that would feel so
good. So you
want
to lose then?
No, I don't want to lose. I'm just saying I do like the way it feels. It's been a long time.
I wouldn't know. I've never had one because I don't shave my face.
When I was in the Army, I used to go, every like week, whether you needed it or not. You go in there and they give you the nice straight razor shave. It felt really, really good. All right, so we're looking for a barber. 617-931-1234. Terry, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So are you a barber?
No.
Okay, what are you?
No, I'm a cosmetology teacher.
I see.
Hmm. Do the cosmetology people barber?
We don't use a straight razor. We do everything else. So I could cut it real short for you. I can cut it off.
Terry, I love the fact that you called in. I just want to say thank you so much, but we really need a barber. Straight up barber, and I get it. I know they're very different. It's a different school. It's a very specific thing that barbers do, and we really need someone who can shave it down to the skin.
Or so. Your first time with a straight razor could be on air. Who knows?
No.
Terry, where do you teach cosmetology? Where do you teach it?
I teach it at Blue Hills Technical School in Canton.
Amazing. Okay, very cool.
Out of me calling.
All right. Well, thank you, Terry. We appreciate
we
that.
We do.
It's a good jumping off point.
That's a good start. Carla is from Tewksbury. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, good morning.
What do you do?
I'm a barber.
Hey. Okay, good start. Good start. Where are you a barber?
I am a barber at a couple barber shops right now, at the Drake Barber Shop and at the Village Grooming Center, Chelmsford.
Tell me something. Have you seen pictures of Carson and Dan and their beards?
I have not. I should definitely check them out, but I bet they're enormous.
It's magnificent.
Mm-hmm. How much time does one need to take down a beard that's been on a face for years and years and years?
Well, if you were going to do it at home, it would probably take a really long time and a bunch of razors. With us doing it, yeah, it's probably you just shave it off. It would probably take 20 minutes to get it off your face and cleaned up.
When you shave the beard off someone, has anyone ever cried before?
I think it's the girls that cry more than the guys.
Oh, just wait.
the wives and the moms.
Now, Carla, I have to imagine being a barber, are there a lot of women in this industry? Are you in the barbershop with a lot of guys?
You know what? When I started, I've been a barber since like 96. When I started, there was like barely any girls. But now it's tons of us. There's tons of girls now.
Love it.
It's nice to go into a shop and, you know, it's about equal, you know, but when I go out there, I see a lot more girls now, and it's nice.
And are you...
Because we know what guys look like, you know, like, I mean, it's easier for us to be like, yeah, that looks good, than a guy to be like, oh, that looks good. I mean, you'd rather hear it from a girl, I think.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this. Would you be available on Monday to come over here to the studios and shave off someone's beard?
You ain't seen the practice recently?
On Monday morning.
Yeah.
You could bring your tools and things and make it all happen here in the studio?
Yeah.
Mm, I like that. Do you have a barbershop pole thingy that we can put outside the studio? The little spiral thing?
I know, right? I got my barber bag. I mean,
I don't think they travel with poles.
I know. We don't bring a pole along.
All right. I'll tell you what. We're going to put you on hold for just a minute, and we're going to get some info from you. I think we have our barber.
I think that's amazing.
We have Carla the barber.
I'm here for
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Yay.
All right. Hang on.
Thanks, Carla. Hang on 1 second.
How about that? We have a barber.
There you go. You're going to need one.
Yep. I am.
Well, we certainly are going to.
One.
We certainly are going to need one. Yes, we are.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by our friends at Catches Law Group, the personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say hey to Joe from Lynn.
Hey, Joe.
Hello. Hey, everybody.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Look at us all so polite this morning. Bye, Kennedy. Was that a single finger?
It was less polite, what she did.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. And Kennedy is now over there in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
The Super Mario Brothers movie hits theaters next Friday. So someone conducted a survey to determine the most loved characters in the Mario universe. And in the end, Mario was only third behind Yoshi and Luigi. What is Mario and Luigi's occupation?
Plumbers.
27 years ago today in 1996, Stephen King published The Green Mile. The movie came out 3 years later. Who played inmate John Coffey in the movie?
Oh.
I'm Todd.
Conjecture.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know.
U2's lead guitarist says they're going to kickstart a resurgence of guitars in mainstream music with their new album. Who is the lead guitarist for U2?
The Edge.
Miley Cyrus' Flowers spends its eighth week at number one on the Hot 100. Flowers is a response to which Bruno Mars song that it sounds very similar to?
I do not know.
And question number five, a list of the best Quentin Tarantino characters include stuntman Mike in Death Proof and Cliff Booth in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Which of the following is not a Quentin Tarantino movie? The Usual Suspects, Django Unchained, or Kill Bill?
The Usual Suspects.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Joe?
I'm a teacher right now and in Lynn, and the kids are taking standardized testing, so I'm in my class working on some lesson plans.
And calling into the show. I love it.
Why'd you say you're a teacher right now? Do you have other plans?
No, I don't.
Yeah, for right now, until my music career kicks off.
Yeah, until everything else happens. You know, the helicopter comes in and all that.
Joe got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done, sir.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
The Super Mario Brothers movie hits theaters next Friday, so someone conducted a survey to determine the most loved characters in the Mario universe. And in the end, Mario was only third behind Yoshi and Luigi. Yoshi's my favorite. That's just the most adorable little dragon. It is a dragon, right? A little tiny dragon, Yoshi?
I would have to Google that, to be honest.
Kennedy, what is Mario and Luigi's occupation?
They're plumbers.
Tied at one. 27 years ago today, 1996, Stephen King published The Green Mile. The movie came out 3 years later. Who played inmate John Coffey in the movie?
What's his name? Clark Duncan. Michael Clark Duncan, that's not right. Oh, my God.
It is right. And I Googled it. Yoshi's a dinosaur.
Oh, a dinosaur. 2-1, question number 3. U2's lead guitarist says they're going to kickstart a resurgence of guitars in mainstream music with their new album. Who is the lead guitarist for the band U2?
The Edge.
3-2, question number 4. Miley Cyrus' Flowers spent its eighth week at number one on the Hot 100. Flowers is a response to which Bruno Mars song that it sounds very similar to?
When I was Your Man.
4-2, question number 5. A list of the best Quentin Tarantino characters includes stuntman Mike in Death Proof and Cliff Booth in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't ever think I've seen Death Proof. I've never even
heard. Oh, you need to.
Yeah?
Yeah, so good it's bad. So bad it's good?
Which of the following is not a Quentin Tarantino movie? The Usual Suspects, Django Unchained, Kill Bill.
Usual Suspects.
That is correct. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
I believe that is all 5.
Woo!
Yeah, there it is. 5-3 is final score. I'm sorry, Joe, you don't get the win or the cash, but we do appreciate you listening this morning while you're making a difference in kids' lives.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys.
For today, anyway.
Yeah. He's distracted. All the answers on the Scrantron are just B now.
I hear you.
Joe, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Joe from Lynn, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.